Scholastic Audio presents Secrets of a Lab Rat, Book 2. Mom, There's a Dinosaur in Beeson's Lake, by Trudy Truitt. Read by Oliver Wyman. Chapter 1. Big Trouble at Little Creek. Everyone's already in the water, Scab. My mom is standing outside the boys' locker room at the Little Creek Swim Club. I am standing in it. Scab, are you in there? No. Oops. Your class is starting. I don't care. You'll care plenty when you're stuck on land this summer. Bugspit, why did I make that dumb promise? I hate swimming. And I really hate swimming lessons. So why did I promise to take another session if my parents would let me go sturgeon fishing with Uncle Aunt? Easy. I'd have said anything to get them to say yes to the fishing trip. You don't want to fall off your uncle's boat and drown because you didn't practice treading, my mother calls. Her voice ping-pongs off the tiles. You don't want to drown, do you? I take a long look at myself in the mirror. Scab, I'm thinking it over. I'm sure it isn't that bad, Squiggle Bear. I shiver, and not just because she called me that nickname loud enough for the whole pool to hear. I look stupid, Mom. If you would have come to the mall with Isabel and me. Shopping with my mother and twin sister is the worst torture ever. This is how it works. Isabel takes a bunch of clothes into the dressing room. After a while, she runs out crying, "Everything is so ugly." That's when I say, "Maybe it's not the clothes," and get nailed with a hanger. Why do girls get so pruny over clothes anyway? I don't care what I wear, as long as it's dark blue. Dark blue trash bag? Okay by me. Scab's tip number 22. While waiting for your mom to shop, take all the clothes off the dummies. Pose the dummies so they are saluting the people that come off the escalator. Score bonus points. Stand next to the naked dummies and salute too while humming the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Do they fit, Scab? Yeah, but then come on. We'll work it out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?